Okay, I come from Chassidish Shistak. All four sides. All the Buddhas and Zaydas. Even my name. In the Litvisha world, you won't get a name like this. Chaim Nosen Nota. It's a giveaway. And we come from intense Chassidim. Gur, Amshinov, Alexander. Chassidus that relates to Kotsk. So I have a good question for you. How did a good Chassidish boy end up in YU? So I'll tell you a fascinating legend in my family. The first Chaim Nosanot, or Chaim Nosanot of Ruzhan, was brother-in-laws with the first Amshinov Rebbe. And the Rebbe passed away. He was close with his brother-in-law. And there was a machlokes amongst the Chassidim of who should be the next Rebbe. Someone said Lashon Hara about my great-great-great-grandfather. It goes back probably 150 years. And someone, one of the Chassidim, told the story that instead of opening up a sefer this way, I guess from right to left, someone saw him open up a sefer from left to right. It was a siman that he was affected by the Haskalah. So that was it. From then on in, I ended up, it was all history after that. That's how I ended up in YU. But the story goes on. The great Reb Yitzchakel, the Admir of Amshinov, who was my Rebbe, he was my Sandik when I was an eight-day-old baby. He's approximately the fifth or sixth Amshinov Rebbe. My grandfather, who I'm named after, Chaim Nasanata, quite a few years later, was one of his closest Hasidim. He had already passed away when I was born. My grandfather had already passed away. And the Amshinov Rebbe was my Sandik. I was the first child named after this close chassid of his. And at my bris, he turned to my father, who had not learned in a chassidish yeshiva. He had learned in Ner Yisrael and in Chicago. And he said to my father, Ervekein tzum a chassidish yeshiva. He's going to go to a chassidish yeshiva. And my father said, Nein. Ervekein tzum a... Oh, no. My father did not say Nein. He said, Ervekein tzum a yeshiva. He tried to push him off. He said, he'll go to a yeshiva. So Rebbe said, Nochamo, Ervekein tzum a chassidish yeshiva. My father again said, three times this went back and forth until this conversation went silent. But you know what happened? The Rebbe was right. Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan is a chassidish yeshiva. And it's a front cover article in the Jewish Action. And the Rebbe needed to say it three times because there are a lot of Litvish mechitzas that had it to be broken down. So the Rebbe said three times, it's going to be a chassidish yeshiva. And the front cover of the Jewish Action is the rise of neo-chassidus, and it particularly talks about the beautiful, as I will expound on, hashpos of chassidus in our very, very special yeshiva that was always associated as being a Litvish yeshiva. Overall, I think it's a beautiful thing. Before I go on, I also have to give a disclaimer. I'm a little bit nogea bedover. The majority of boys who are pictured as representing the neo-chassidim are talmidim of mine from my Shana Bet Shir. So I'm a little bit nogea bedover. But on a more serious note, on a deeper level, the opportunity of bringing chassidus to what's referred to, for lack of a better term, modern orthodoxy, is something that's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. On Lag BaOmer, we speak about the Kabbalah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The study of Kabbalah and Chassidus is so much connected to Kabbalah as fire. And we've pointed out that fire is very different than water. We spoke about on other occasions how Torah is also like water. But Dafka Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the study of Kabbalah is akin to fire. And the beauty of fire in contrast to water, and the fear as well, is one spark could light up something so great and so powerful. And Rabosai, our generation needs that fire so, so, so much. A generation that has young men and women who are keeping half Shabbos. In a generation where there's such a lack of inspiration, yes, there are people who could get a fire from Torah from learning Bi'iyun. But there are others that can't. A friend of mine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send him refuah shleima, a very, very special man who teaches in the yeshiva, who's quoted in this regard, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, had a beautiful mashal. And he said that once to the Tzemach Tzedek, there was a fellow who came along and said to him, Tzemach Tzedek, he was a mesnagid, came to Tzemach Tzedek and he said to him, Rebbe, why is it that your power of teaching is so effective? You and I are teaching the same things. So Tzemach Tzedek said, I'll tell you a mashal, you're right, we're teaching the same things. But what you teach is cold. If you give somebody cold soup, it's hard for them to drink. But if you heat it up, and that's what Chassidus does, it's the fire that heats up Avodas Hashem. But at the same time, Rabosai, there's an argument that I don't accept. And I think if one understands the koach of Chassidus, and that is, at the end of the day, how are the Talmidim going to become Talmidei Chachamim? If at the end of the day we're emphasizing this part of Avodas Hashem, how are they going to become Talmidei Chachamim? And it's a fair taina, but it's an incorrect taina. And the reason why the claim is incorrect is because we are struggling in showing that Yadus, that Avodas Hashem, applies to everybody. Forget about just Talmidei Chachamim. There are young Jewish men and women who might not necessarily be becoming Talmidei Chachamim or marrying Talmidei Chachamim, but they need to feel a connection, the warmth of Torah. My grandfather, who I mentioned, never went to yeshiva. In fact, I suspect that he wasn't able to read a daf gemara. And for sure, our dream is that every single Talmud should have the opportunity to become a Talmud Chacham. But at the end of the day, the fire of Chassidus lit him up in a way that he was someone who woke up at 5 in the morning, went to shul, learned Mishnayos when he came home, was dovek to an ish kadosh. Who says a system has to be built only to create Talmidei Chachamim? And that's the beauty of what Chassidus is. Nevertheless, as a young Rebbe, I think it's important to raise serious challenges to those of us who embrace this part of this component in Avodas Hashem, with the understanding that this is what heats up the soup. And I want to raise 4 very particular concerns that if it's not done right, chas v'chalila, this passion of learning Pnimiyas HaTorah could become distorted and ultimately not serve the Talmidim well. This is a Musar moment. 10-minute Musar. So let's start with a Musar point. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that it's harder to change one midah than it is to learn all of Shas. Now, Rabosai, I found something that's actually the easiest thing in the world to do. And you know what that is? It's actually growing your payas. You have to do absolutely nothing. It's easier than learning one daf of Gemara. It's easier than learning one shtick of Svas Emes. Now, once upon a time in America, when a person wore a yarmulke or went around with payas, that was something that required real mesiras nefesh. I'm not so sure that that applies today. In a multicultural world, it's actually cool to be a little bit different. Yes, when my father, in the early 1950s, went to the University of British Columbia and wore a yarmulke, my grandmother came to the Orthodox shul, the Shaarei Tzedek in Vancouver, and when she arrived at the shul, there was a woman that came over to her and said, Mrs. Eisenstein, your father's an embarrassment to the Jewish community because he wears his yarmulke on university campus. Once upon a time, forget about payas, a yarmulke was a big accomplishment. But today it's almost cool. It's almost hip. To put it another way, the African Americans have their afro, and now we have our payo. If the payas, all it is just a person growing the payas, then the irony is that this movement, which is about the study of Pnimiyas HaTorah, which is all about Pnimiyas HaTorah, could God forbid the Yetzer Hara, dafka when you begin the pursuit of Pnimiyas, The Yetzara finds a way to trap somebody, chas v'chalila, in the chitzonius. And it's the easiest chitzonius that's possible. That's concern number one. Not chas v'chalila rejection, but a concern that the Talmidim have to reject, address. Number two, speaking of cool brings me to the second point. A close Talmud of mine, who's very much a part of this group, not featured, his picture is not there, along with my other Talmidim, told me that the line between hipster and neo-chassidus is not so clear. Now don't ask me what hipster is, because I don't know exactly what the word means. But he told me that what it meant for him is before long, he found himself at a rock concert, and it somehow it had started out as being L'Shem Shemayim. Says the Gemara in Chulin, Reb Yehuda is of the opinion that the Gid Hanosha that one is not allowed to eat is only on the right side of the animal. Why? Because the Sar Shel Esav only attacked Yaakov Avinu on the right side. Why do you attack him only on the right side? Says the Gemara, Nidme loy ketalmid chacham. He appeared to him, the Sar Shel Esav appeared to him as a Talmud Chacham. Sometimes the Yetzahara dresses up as a Talmud Chacham. And that Talmud Chacham isn't always a true representation of Pnimius HaTorah, but that theoretical Talmud Chacham is hipster. And that line is something that the Talmidim have to spend a lot of time thinking about. Number three, Kabbalah is this beautiful fire. Chassidus is this absolutely beautiful Torah. Miminoi eishdos lomoi. But at the end of the day, because it's a fire, it's something that could burn. And it's not a coincidence that in our tradition, people didn't learn Kabbalah. There were charamim, that's usur for people to learn Kabbalah until age 40. And in this beautiful yeshiva, nothing to do with Kabbalah, a pacha that we have about doing things prematurely, I felt, Baruch Hashem, I just turned 40. I won't answer the question whether I started learning Kabbalah or not. But I just turned 40, and it was such a simcha for me that I was also zocha to put out a sefer just a couple of weeks. I sent the sefer to the editor the day of my 40th birthday. It was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha. But I felt so relieved because there was a cherem once, not even to print Chidushei Torah before 40. Not even read in Nigla, not in Nister. This is something we take very, very seriously. Nigla HaTorah, Amita Shel Torah. Kal v'chomer, ben beno shel kal v'chomer. That one is, when one is playing with fire. And therefore, when a person delves into the beauty of Pnimius HaTorah, it needs to be done with a tremendous pachad, be'ema, be'yira, be'reses u'be'zeya, to keep in mind that what we're talking about is something that's very, very profound and very, very deep, and without the proper guidance, it could chas v'chalil be mekalkel. And number four, I quote the great mashpia of our yeshiva, Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita, in that article, he said, without proper guidance, referring to neo-chassidus, this is his words, it's less expensive than drugs, less expensive than drugs. It's a high that's less expensive than drugs and it won't last. For Torah to stick, any type of Torah, we need to go back to our Musar Shmuz a couple weeks ago. And that is, one needs to toil in Torah. Amelus b'Torah. If a person is looking for a high, then the high is not going to last and it's not going to etch into the individual's neshama. Now there's some people who use the mashal that I disagree with. They say that you could describe chassidus, the meat and potatoes is the Gemara. Chassidus is the dessert. No, Ramayshitzi is right. It's not just the dessert. It's what heats up the Gemara. It's what heats up the Amelus Batara. It's what heats up one's tefillah. But at the end of the day, I want to add to that mashal that Rav Moshe Tzvi quoted from the Tzemach Tzedek. And that is, the Tzemach Tzedek said, the ingredients are the exact same ingredients. For chassidus to work, it needs to have all of the ingredients of Amelus Batara. all of the same ingredients of chesed. And we need to fight superficiality. I want to conclude with a beautiful Chassidus Shemaisa at the time of the Misnagdim. They say, the Chassidim like to say, that the last stronghold where the Misnagdim didn't let Chassidus in was Vilna. And in Vilna, there were Chassidim that managed, and the Misnagdim was so vicious, that they used to search and stamp out any Chassidus Sheminhagim. Legend has it that it was Pesach night, and there was a minion that like Maranos, pshuto kimashmo, like Maranos, that they're in a cellar somewhere. There was some chassidim that wanted to say halal on the night of Pesach, which of course the minhag of an Ashkenazim is you don't say halal and shul night of Pesach, even though there's a Makor Maseches Sofrim that one does. Legend has it that there were a few chassidim in Vilna, and the Misnagdim found them. They found them, the inquisitors found them. They barged in, and they were in the middle of singing Halal in Shul on the first night of Pesach. And the leader of the Misnagdim took the Shulchan Aruch, and he banged on the bima, and he said, Shteitin Ramah va'anu einoyegin kein. It says in the Ramah that this is not our custom. And he was banging on the bima, va'anu einoyegin kein. And the leader of the Chassidim, in such a beautiful fashion, this is the beauty of Chassidus, came over to him and said, how do you know when the Ramah was writing V'anu Einoyegin Kein? The Ramah was banging on his desk and saying, V'anu Einoyegin Kein to the Mechader. Maybe the Ramah said, V'anu Einoyegin Kein? How we say V'anu Einoyegin Kein is critical. And Rabosai, even though we have these concerns, and I beg of my Talmidim to address these four above concerns, again, to review, that anything that's deep, anything that's really Pnimius HaTorah, cannot be something that comes easy. That the line, sometimes culturally, between hipster and neo-Hasidus, as reported back to me from my Talmidim, who are part of this process of Avodas Hashem, is sometimes blurred. That Kabbalah, which Hasidus is connected to, is a fire in its beautiful way of warming up the soup. But at the end of the day, one has to remember that it's fire. We don't play with fire. And therefore, it requires a tremendous amount of guidance. And number four, remember that everything that one accomplishes in Avodas Hashem has to be thought about how it's going to last. Amelus B'Torah, we spoke about it. The goal of Amelus B'Torah is to get a person to think the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to think. Amelus B'Torah is a way in which one's entire body becomes consumed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. It's not a cheap fix. The beauty of Chassidus, though, is the beauty of warming up the soup. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the zechus to be able to share that fire of Torah with all of Klal Yisrael. And it's true that there are parts in Amelus B'Torah that if we heat up for others, and only through the heat of Chassidus could bring beauty to lives of so many Yidin that are lost b'nidchei ha'aretz. But Be'ezer Hashem, it has to be done b'chachma, Be'ema, be'resas, u'be'zeya, and then we'll be zochet to mikadesh shem shemayim.